Hundreds of thousands of job applicants here in Southern California are hoping for good news today. Yesterday, union and shipping company officials at the Port of Los Angeles held a lottery to fill 3,000 longshore jobs from a pool of 300,000 applicants. Results are being posted on the internet. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, with that many applicants, the chances of landing one of the lucrative jobs are slim.
That's right, 300,000 people vying for 3,000 jobs. And officials say they think the number of applicants could be as high as 500,000. No one ever had the time to count all the cards. Yesterday at the Port of Los Angeles headquarters, officials from both the Longshore Union and the shipping companies dumped the last batch of applicants' postcards into a huge steel cage about the size of a small car.
It's amazing. I mean, it's shocking in a way.
James Spinoza, president of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, says the turnout was overwhelming.
It's a sad turnout in a way because it shows the state of this country when you have 400,000 or 500,000 people trying to get in on a very dangerous industry like ours.
Longshore work may be dangerous, but it does pay well. Starting salary for a dock worker is a little more than $20 an hour. Once accepted into the union, longshoremen can make more than $100,000 a year with full-paid medical and pension benefits. But landing a union job isn't easy. There hasn't been a job lottery at L.A. Port since 1997. Jim McKenna, president of the Pacific Maritime Association, says the last year has been an incredible one for international trade, especially from Asia. He says there just aren't enough dock workers to unload the shipping containers stacking up at the L.A. port.
This year we anticipated 6-7% growth, and we're seeing at least, you know, more than double, probably triple those numbers at this point in time. So trade is booming and cargo is moving, incredibly so.
McKenna says at this rate the shipping lines may need to hire even more workers. That's good news for California. According to the latest state employment figures, 17,000 jobs were lost in July. Chris Thornburg, senior economist with UCLA's Anderson Forecast, says there are few blue-collar jobs left that aren't being shipped overseas.
You can't outsource the port.
He says while dock workers may still have a competitive edge, the outlook for workers with only a high school degree is bleak.
And for them, this kind of job represents something that doesn't really exist too much anymore. That's this blue-collar job that offers this sort of high standard of living.
Jose Stevenson knows that all too well. On this day, like most, he's at the San Pedro Employment Office looking for work. Yesterday, he was checking the union's website to see if his card was picked for one of the new jobs.
It's like winning a lottery ticket or marrying a millionaire, like they say in newspaper. Our chances are very slim.
Linda Blessing, another regular at the center, nods her head. She knows it's a long shot, but she needs a new job.
I'm currently employed, but I make $7 an hour. I can't afford to pay rent. And I work 40 hours a week, so I need a better paying job.
Both say they didn't think the process was fair. Special pre-printed cards handed out by union members were given priority over postcards sent in by the public. But Blessing says she just hopes she gets lucky.
Yeah. Just crossing my fingers. That's all I can do.
Officials from the union in the shipping line say they hope to have all the names of the selected applicants posted on their websites by the end of today. If the lucky 3,000 pass a physical and a drug test, many could be on the docks working by the end of the month. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.